You see that sometimes with different drivers and different teams where it ends ugly. Proud of our team for not getting that way.
You know, we've had some good runs this year, been in contention to almost win races. I think we're on our way. Just need to get better faster.
Mark Caro and PRN's Garage Pass.
For anyone who's worried about back taxes, has not filed tax returns, and doesn't know what to do next, stop and listen. Not filing your taxes can have severe consequences. Now that COVID is over, the IRS is getting aggressive. Hiding and not dealing with your taxes will cause you harsh legal and financial ramifications. But right now, the IRS offers forgiveness and writes off a massive amount of tax debt. The Tax Doctor offers a free service that helps people get out of IRS collections and back in good standing with the government. Take advantage of our free service. Call now to learn more. 800-393-5045. 800-393-5045. 800-393-5045. That's 800-393-5045.
We're taking a look back at the 2024 Cup Series season and the drivers who made the playoff. One guy who got in that nobody expected was Harrison Burton, who shocked the motorsports world by winning at Daytona in the next-to-last race of the regular season. This after being told he wouldn't be driving the iconic Wood Brothers Ford next year.
The win obviously is a highlight, right? But what we did with it afterwards and the way we built each other up, and take a lot of pride that I can be really good friends with all my team still. And there's a lot of chances for that not to go that way. And you see that sometimes with different drivers and different teams where it ends ugly. Proud of our team for not getting that way. And the way they ride around me in the hardest time of my life is special and hard to replicate.
Although the 24-year-old confessed the Daytona victory literally came out of nowhere, but also admitted it was not totally unexpected.
For sure, on paper, probably one of the biggest upsets, right? I mean, there's no denying that, where we were in points, where we had been all year. But in my head, I kind of knew we had a good chance to win that race going in because we'd been fast on those type of racetracks. Going back to my first Daytona 500, you know, I flipped leading, but I was leading. So we put a lot of work and effort into that style of racing and knew it was a good chance for us and took advantage of it, and it was very fun.
34th in the driver standings going into Daytona, Burton would finish the year in 16th. And before the pit stop, our favorite watermelon man, Ross Chastain, is celebrating his 32nd birthday.
Progressive presents Renters MVP's Most Valuable Possessions. Today's MVP, Emily Neal's 70-inch TV. Because after watching her second-grade students yell at each other for hours, there's nothing Emily enjoys more than watching super-rich housewives also yell at each other. Why? Because those women are not her responsibility. And that's why her TV is today's MVP. Keep your most valuable possessions protected by bundling your renters and auto insurance with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Finishing 15th in the final Cup Series standings was Ty Gibbs. In 2024, he captured his first two pole positions, scored more top five and top 10 finishes than his Rookie of the Year season, and made the playoff for the first time. But the 22-year-old driver still fell short of winning his first race.
I think we had a couple highlights. I think finishing second in Darlington was good. I'm running Darlington again. You know, we've had some good runs this year. Been in contention to almost win races like Chicago, Michigan. We were close. I think we're on our way. Just need to get better faster.
Mark Garrow and PRN's Garage Pass. Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive Insurance offers 24/7 protection when you bundle home, auto, and motorcycle. Learn more at progressive.com.